Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
It's Mind Food Radio with Ben and Michael. Tamar Spads joins us on the radio now, and she's looking after a project called 1 Billion Rising. Tamar, welcome to the show. What is 1 Billion Rising all about?
Well, 1 Billion Rising is the brainchild of Eve Ensler, who's the playwright and women's activist who produced Vagina Monologues a number of years ago. And for the last 10 or so years, she's been running V-Day, which is a reclamation of Valentine's Day, where she's been asking women and men around the globe to put on productions of the Vagina Monologues to raise awareness and money for domestic violence shelters. For 2013, her vision is to have women and men across the globe dancing their protest around violence and exploitation of women. So she's trying to bring some joy and visibility to the issues surrounding domestic violence and broader societal exploitation of women.
Now, it's a topic we hear a lot mentioned on radio and TV, but how bad is it out there?
Well, her stats suggest that one in three women will be the victim of either violence or exploitation in their lifetime, which is really quite shocking when you think about the magnitude of that.
Mm-hmm.
And also the fact that in some countries, women are just so much more likely to be victimized as sort of victims of war. And even in Australia, as we've seen in recent times with the horrific abductions and murders of innocent, vulnerable women, that violence and aggression towards women is a very real issue.
What is all this around this violence? I mean, is there research behind why it all happens?
I imagine that there's a great deal of research. I don't have my fingers on it at the moment. But if you think about it, we live in a very much a male-dominated society. We have for many, many generations. Mm-hmm. I think women, as much as the status of women has progressed over the last few generations, I think women are probably still vulnerable to dominance, are in some communities still considered the property of men. And I think all of that works towards positioning women in a vulnerable situation.
Now, how do we get behind this cause, 1 Billion Rising?
Well, what you do is our goal is to bring thousands of people, men and women, together in Fed Square next year on February 14th. Our goal is to have musicians and DJs and poets and representatives from the women's sector speaking and performing at Fed Square. The event's going to run from approximately 5 o'clock. And we're asking people to gather after work in their thousands to come and be visible and protest and dance their reaction to violence against women. So what you can do, you can like our Facebook page. So our Facebook page is 1 Billion Rising Melbourne, and you can like that page and join the event. You can also go to 1billionrising.org, which is the official site for it. And then from there, you can look for an event in Melbourne, and the link will take you through to our event, and you can RSVP. You can also contact me at 1billionrisingmelbourne@gmail.com to be in touch with regards to contributing time, talent or funds.
Fantastic. Tamar Spatz there talking about 1 Billion Rising, a great community initiative. Tamar, thank you for joining us on today's edition of Mind Food.
Not a problem. It was a pleasure.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.